So, this liturgical year, cycle B, usually has us proclaiming the Gospel of Mark. And if we have continued with Mark, we would have heard pretty much the same story, the feeding of the 5,000. So why are we reading it from John? According to one commentary, it's because this commentator believes that John 6 digs deeper into the spiritual significance of the stories it recounts. I think that it's the sixth chapter in John, and we use it because it's such a beautiful, insightful telling of Jesus' key themes in his ministry. For we have the multiplication of the loaves today in today's gospel. Next week, we'll tell the story of Jesus walking on water when Jesus reminds us to not be afraid. Chapter 6 of John also contains the bread of life discourse, which forms the basis of Eucharistic theology with the words, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." And the troubling phrase, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you." And finally, chapter 6 contains the words of Peter, who, when asked by Jesus, "Do you want to leave also?" For the crowd had deserted Jesus because of his teaching on the bread of life. Peter said, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of everlasting life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." So you can see why the church thinks this chapter is so important, and we'll hear more about it over the next few weeks. But today, we'll focus on the multiplication of the loaves. But before we start with that, perhaps you might recognize something in the gospel today, something familiar, something we do every Sunday. Notice we are still following Jesus. We come here to hear his words, still come to be in his physical presence, just like the large crowd followed him 2,000 years ago. He gathered us here, calls us. Now, maybe you are here out of obligation, duty, or because your parents drag you here. You know, but they drag you here because they believe that there's really something here. So whether it's the word, the fellowship with the community, or the knowledge that in this Mass, the presence of Christ will be alive in the word, and Christ is fully present in the Eucharist, and that's what has us following Jesus here today. On another note, does anybody think this might have been the first litanic held? But seriously, so it's hard to miss the connection between the multiplication of loaves and the Eucharist and how we are all fed when we come to Jesus. We are fed by the word and the sacred meal. We are fed by the Mass, the whole liturgy, the music, the community. But Jesus' feeding of the multitude also shows us the material providence of our God. The God who loves us so much that he feeds us to the point where there are leftovers. But we forget, and we respond to life's problems like Philip and Andrew, when we ask ourselves, how will we eat? How will we pay that bill? How will we put our kids through college? Or any one of a number of material questions. We respond in a lack of faith. Can't we hear ourselves saying, confronted with the same question from Jesus, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have just a little? Or perhaps more optimistically, we might answer the question like Andrew, who says, we have 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good is this for so many? We forget who we are with, for we are with the God who loves us, who wants the best for us. And God has been telling us this since the time of Elisha. We forget his grace is enough. Now, I'm not saying that money will drop from the sky like manna from heaven whenever we have problems just because we have faith in Jesus. But I am saying that those questions will be answered by faith. And I'm also not precluding that miracles can show up in our lives, you know, or those coincidences with God remains anonymous, but that it's our faith we need to sustain. The rest is God's business. It's the spiritual food present in this small morsel and in this little sip that sustains our faith. This little sacred meal sustains our heart. We can always be with Jesus in this way, this intimate way. He can always be within us, daily, if we want. So, during the Eucharistic prayer today, perhaps you can remember Jesus' miracle and how we celebrate God's blessing upon us 2,000 years later. We remember, we celebrate, we believe. But that miracle happened 2,000 years ago. What does it mean for us today? Note that this event happened when the Jews were going to celebrate Passover, the sacrifice of the Lamb. And we also can't miss that this is the only miracle found in all four Gospels. All four evangelists saw a connection between what happened in the wilderness on that day and what happened on the Last Supper and what happens at every Eucharist. Just as Jesus transformed the small boy's simple gifts of 5 barley loaves and 2 fish into a feast for thousands, so he transforms our simple gifts of bread and wine into a spiritual feast for all, the bread of life and the cup of salvation. The way the Lord works in the Eucharist is how he works in the rest of our lives. He takes the little that we offer him, and by means of it, in the words of St. Paul, he is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we can ask or imagine. But how can we apply this to the body of Christ? Suppose that we were to take our bread, our possessions, give thanks, and share our bread with others who are on the journey. How would that look? How radical would that be? It would be revolutionary. Is it even possible in our economic system and in our culture? And you may ask yourself, isn't that socialism? To be clear, I'm not recommending that system either. The real question here is how closely we follow Jesus' model in our lives. We are called to, but can we do it? Wouldn't we consider it a miracle in our own lives if we could have that kind of faith, that kind of trust? I know I would. For those of you who have been able to let go of your possessions and love more deeply by sharing your gifts both materially and spiritually, you know what a gift it is to be free like that. For the rest of us, we can experience this gift also. Just follow Jesus closely. Do what we can to feed the hungry with good things. And as the body of Christ, we can bring about the kingdom of God. Amen.